David, your thoughts on tonight's game here in Tórshavn?
Straight after game, it's hard to sum up. I would imagine probably an emotional roller coaster at times. We got off to the best possible start with a well worked goal from Chris Casement knocking it in the box, and Andy Waterworth being Andy, basically putting the ball in the net. But the next 20-25 minutes, we were put under immense pressure. Our goalkeeper on the night performed two or three heroic saves. I say all credit to the players. They dug in. We were better, and we were miles better in the second half. We looked a wee bit sort of starstruck a little bit for some reason. Even though the Tórshavn aren't the glamorous sort of the Rosenborgs or the Celtics that the players have faced, and we came in at half time, we addressed it, and I thought the second half we were much improved. We got a penalty at the right time. You sort of think, can we see it out? And the disappointing thing is, and again straight after the game, is they concede the goal in the manner that we did, and you know, straight away after that, again Rowan pulled off a great save to save us from losing the game.
Yeah, deep into injury time, that was a massive save, you know, to keep the 2-2. What a debut for a young keeper, just signed last week. I mean, it was five or six top class saves, wasn't it?
Yeah, he made a good impression tonight, and as a player coming into the dressing room, especially a goalkeeper, it's important that you make a solid impression in and around the squad, and he's certainly done that tonight, along with, you know, there's quite a few other solid your usual sort of performers. But again, going back to next week, next Thursday, you know, it's going to be another. Going to ask the players to dig deep again and hopefully put the club into the next round.
They were impressive tonight. Were they better than you thought, or was that what you expected?
I expected them to be. Again, people will look probably at previous results, and people might be disappointed with coming here and, you know, us playing the way they did. But you know, Tórshavn held Helsinki last week in the Champions League. They're strong at home. They score goals. So I wouldn't say I was surprised. People, as I said, might be looking at previous outcomes going back in the last 10-15 years with clubs Northern Ireland sort of winning in the Faroes and winning sometimes comfortably. I think those days have sort of certainly gone, and you know, they were more than a match. They wanted to play in the right way. One thing we did speak about, and having watched them, they're very physical. Again, something that our players should be well adverse to in on our own domestic league. So we probably done enough to maybe win the game, and you know, come the end of the game, you're sort of thinking, having felt as if you've done enough to win the game, we find ourselves sort of hanging on the 94th minute, the scramble out of here, we had a 2-2 draw.
One of the heroes of the night was Andy Waterworth. His two goals, they didn't just get us a result here, they took him to the top of the leaderboard in all-time Linfield scorers in Europe.
Yeah, credit to Andy. And again, Andy's a player that, more often than not, certainly for me, when the big occasion is needed for a big player, an opportunist, Andy's certainly been that, and say he's been a fantastic player for the football club. And if anybody deserves to be where they are, sat at the top of the charts at the minute, certainly Andy, for his hard work first and foremost, and you know, the goals that he scores along with it.
And another landmark, Jimmy Callagher, 200th Linfield game here tonight.
Yeah, again, Jimmy's been a stalwart for me, and I thank the players in there. Again, it's difficult to go in straight after the game. Your emotions sometimes can be swinging either way after the game, but I thank the players again for their hard work, commitment, you know, coming off the back of the game, getting back when we did on Thursday, back on again first thing Monday morning to come here. I thank them for their hard work, commitment, their attitude, their desire to want to play for Linfield. I know in previous years, going back quite a long time, that players sometimes miss the European competitions for breaks with holidays and stuff. These players, more than happily, and rightly so, with the competition that we're in, are committed to playing for the football club, and I thank them in there. And I said, now it's half time basically in the tie. Can we now go rewrite a wee bit of the history? Everybody talks about the great Linfield teams and getting through rounds and whatever else. It's the Europa League next week, and we want to be putting ourselves in the third round next week.
And I know we've got Finn Harpson Saturday, and it's one game at a time and all that, but the next big game is next Thursday. We're going to need a big Windsor Park crowd to see us through this tie.
I said that again to the players. I said, hopefully when we get back, and as I say, the supporters have gave me so much support, especially over the last 12 months, coming off the back of a disappointing one, that we're going to need every single supporter next week in the Cop and the South Stand and wherever else that they're going to be watching the game from next week. Get right behind these players next week. Give them an atmosphere to thrive on, a night to thrive on, and hopefully then the players, as I know they're capable of, put in a big performance and ultimately at the end of it, more importantly, a big result come the end of next Thursday night.
And talking supporters, what a supporter Phil Middleton is, coming from England, from Derby to Heathrow, to a place in Sweden, to Copenhagen, to the Faroe Islands, having done a similar trek to Rosenborg last week.
Listen, fair play. And again, speaking to him there, and I seen him out in Trondheim last week in the Rosenborg game, and I say, you know, the commitment for, certainly I know people like yourself on the board, and I know the chairman was here tonight, that it certainly doesn't go unnoticed. And speaking to the players in there, we're wondering where this guy's travelling from. And I say it's a big ask, and we look forward, hopefully, when we get him a big game now back in the Belfast, that he's going to make the shorter, more easier journey to come and visit the football club. And hopefully it's a big game and a big performance for him, because his hard work and commitment certainly doesn't go unnoticed.
Safe home, David, and we go again next Thursday night.
Just hope we get home tonight, Andy. Thanks.